Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for my husband, General Andrew.
Hallelujah.
I am so excited.
Hallelujah.
Every day when we wake up, it's a new adventure. Every day we just look to the heavens and say, Lord, what now? What do you have for us?
Amen.
In with our boss, we check in with our employer, and we say, Heavenly Father, Jehovah, what is on the agenda? What do you want us to do? And it's a privilege to be able to walk hand in hand and be able to be in this thing, not just with your husband, but with a friend. There are a lot of people who have marriages, but they don't even like each other. There are a lot of people who are married, but they don't trust one another. They're just two roommates. But I'm happy to say on this day that I like my husband and that it's not just a marriage, but it's a friendship. And I'm grateful
Amen.
For the friendship. My pastor, my apostle, my prophet, General Andrew, thank God for your life.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah, under the fivefold anointing. Everyone else that is on the line, this is not by coincidence. I'm telling you. So you can be empowered at any time throughout the day, at night. It is on there for your benefit. It is on there. It's downloadable. You can download it and save it in your archives because we want people to know we are a resource of empowerment. You don't have to wait every 7 days to get empowered. You can go to the website and hear it for yourself on repeat. Just saying, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? He said exactly. Last word. He said, what do you want me to talk about? He said, you're saying talk. I want to talk to you about talking. I want to talk to you about conversation on today. I want to talk to you about communication on today. As you all know, I don't waste time. I hit the ground running, so you better have your pens, your papers, your pads, your listening or recording devices so that you can be able to take notes or be able to refer back to it. It's going to go fast. You got to know about communication. If you want to do anything in this life, whether it is for secular gain, whether it is for even spiritual gain, you have to know how to speak. You have to know how to talk. But even more so, you have to know how to listen. Especially if you call yourself a believer, you must know how to handle the communications of the Holy Spirit. So this is important to know because we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the voice of God. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be able to come before your people, your sons and daughters, on this morning. I decree and declare even now that the word of God shall penetrate even the stoniest of hearts. And Lord, I commend the word of God to make it a heart of flesh. Lord, let us not be hearers of the words, but let us be doers also. Lord, I thank you even now, God. Prepare our hearts to receive. Even my mouth, let my mouth be your mouthpiece, God, as I speak and decree and issue strategy for their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So a lot of people claim that they know the Holy Spirit. A lot of people claim to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but we often know, we've been in this thing long enough, General Andrew and myself, that a lot of people lie. A lot of people falsify. A lot of people hyperbolize, which is a great exaggeration. They don't have a clue what the voice of God sounds like. They don't have a clue who the Holy Spirit is. So this is important for you all to know because we are in a season of shifting and change. We are in a season of birthing out. I'm talking about even over the grand scale in the body of Christ, but even specifically
yes.
KCI, there are things that General Andrew Smith and myself are doing in the background, fasting, praying, connecting, so that we can go to the higher height, a new dimension,
yes.
new level. And in order for that to do and be successful, we got to always be in communication with the Holy Spirit. But if you are not in communication with the Holy Spirit, you are going to miss out. If you're waiting for someone to do the work for you, a lot of people, that's why they cling to prophets, because they don't want to hear the Holy Spirit from themselves. They want somebody to always do it for them. They always want somebody else to say, what is the Spirit of the Lord saying? And that's wonderful. You need prophets. You need the prophetic voice. But you also, as an individual, as a person that is working out their own salvation, you must also hear the voice of the Holy Spirit for yourself. So I want somebody to repeat after me. Say, the master communicator.
The master communicator.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Keep that in your notes. Amen. Make it a brain tattoo. Nobody talks more than the Holy Spirit. You may even have an overactive child or overactive niece and nephew and say, man, you have a motor mouth. They're just talking all day long. Even with their conversation, and it may even be worrisome on your mind, understand this. The Holy Spirit is talking 10 million times in quantity than that even overactive child. That means the Holy Spirit is always ready to issue instructions, warnings, promotions. He is always there to issue some type of information to you. But if you're saying that the Holy Spirit is not talking to you, that means something's not being done or tuned in your ear. Even if you're going through a trial and you say the Holy Spirit was quiet unto me and did not speak, he's still speaking in his silence. He's still giving you instruction even when his mouth is closed. He's still giving you empowerment because even in his silence, he's saying, go to the word. Even in his signs, he said, I'm going to speak to you through the word of God. So the Holy Spirit will always and continually be the most talkative, most communicator, most master communicator in this earth and in the heaven. He even created the universe by his words, by his words. So the Bible says that in Hebrews 11:3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that
Amen.
The things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The Holy Spirit was the enforcer behind what was being decreed to manifest on this earth, the water. See, the Bible says that as he began to create water, the Spirit hovered over them, creating. So the Holy Spirit is a bad mamma jamma. The Holy Spirit knows everything, every inch of this world, knows he is the most intellectual, and intellectual is still a humble word because he is genius. He is knowledge. He is wisdom. So you got to get tapped into the Holy Spirit to know what he is saying. You got to first know who he is. You got to know that even in Revelation 2:7, it talks about how the Spirit will talk to you. The cry of Jesus was that the church listen to the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He is speaking. Jesus talks to the Father. See, you got to know the Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Jehovah and of his Son. The very existence of them is the Spirit of God. So when the Father talks, he is talking through his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit talks to us, and you know that even if you continue to read in Revelations, the 2nd chapter, the 7th scripture, the 11th scripture, and the 29th scripture. You better go fast with your pen, because I told you I'm not dwelling on it long. I'm going to hit it and I'm going to go home. So the Holy Spirit intercedes for you daily. Why do you need to talk to the Holy Spirit? Because he's doing something for you that you may have forgotten about. That's rude. He's interceding for you every day, but yet you don't want to talk to him. You don't want to show praise. You don't want to show adoration, but he is interceding for you daily. You don't believe me? See Romans 8:26-27. Romans 8:26-27. How rude of you. If you think that they are interceding for you, the Holy Spirit is praying for you fervently, and yet you wave him off and you don't care what he has to say. He gives you instructions and you don't obey. He gives you some type of warning and yet you don't adhere to it. You got to understand that he loves you so much that he even gives you rewards. Rewards for recognizing the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you recognize his voice, don't you know that that's a reward? A lot of people come to the generals, and a lot of people have come to us and said, why do you always prophesy gloom or doom? Well, we say, first off, you don't know our ministry, because you will understand that we have a balance. We'll talk to you about what's going to happen. There may be a negative impact on you, may be an imposition, but we'll also prophesy how God is releasing blessings and miracles in your life. But since you want to hone in on what we're teaching as far as or what we're announcing, what is to come upon the earth or how loved ones may pass away, why are you looking at that as a negative thing? Anything the Holy Spirit will reveal unto you is a praiseworthy effect. Doesn't matter what
That's
it even
right.
means. Anything, even if he warns you that there's going to be a loved one that is going to lose their life, you better give God praise for that, because he loves you so much that he doesn't want you to be caught off guard. He loves you so much that he's giving you a tight time frame to get your papers in order. He loves you so much that he's giving you a small time frame to read some books on mourning, to go ahead and get your emotions in check, to go ahead and go on a 1 or 2 or 3 day fast so you can check your emotions, because when the transition happens, you won't be caught off guard. That's why these people who act crazy and falling all on the caskets and all crying and boohooing, upsetting a whole type of ceremony that people have when they're going home or having a homegoing service, this is the people who are immature in Christ. These are the people that weren't prepared. These are the people that may not have listened to the warning of the Holy Spirit. So you got to understand that, number one, when you recognize his voice, he will warn you of impending danger. That's a reward. That's the first reward, to warn you of impending danger. When you recognize, number two, his voice, don't you understand the reward could stop thousands of unnecessary deaths and tragedies and difficulties? When we announce what is happening on the national scale about impending dangers and fires and tornadoes, it isn't for us to only pray. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. We say some of this must happen, but there are some things that you can pray away. There are some things that can save of unnecessary deaths and tragedies. But if you don't adhere to the Holy Spirit talking through his prophets, then this is what happens. We end up in all types of devastating events and occurrences. But that's a reward, because he loves us. He said, I don't want to destroy. I don't want to have all of these deaths. But if you don't adhere to my voice of what's coming, this shall be unto you. Number three, the third reward, recognizing his voice, it could avoid any broken marriages and broken homes. How many times, if you've had a messed up relationship and you look back and say, you know what, I maybe could have done something different. I maybe could have tried harder. Maybe even now you're in relationships, even not even just marital. It might be with siblings. It might be with parents, and you have a broken home, a broken relationship. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, he is very good at counseling, very good at issuing strategies that will bring forth healing and restoration. But if you're too prideful and too stubborn, if you don't want to reach out for help and you're honoring and think you can handle it on your own, you are avoiding and recognizing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And when you don't recognize, when you avoid the voice of the Holy Spirit, then this is where divorce comes in. This is where estrangement comes in. This is where a distance comes in. And this is where the breaking of a fellowship happens, because you have not listened. But when you listen, it is a reward, and your broken marriage can become restored. I know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I see it all the time. When you begin to humble yourself and say, today I'm going to recognize the voice of the Lord. What is he saying unto me concerning my marriage? What is he saying to
Amen.
Me about getting my house in order? What is another reward when you recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit? It can unlock waves of favor and blessing.
Yes, Lord.
We know that by the scripture we always quote. Poverty and shame should come to those that refuse its instruction. When the Holy Spirit is coming to you and he wants to bless you with something, but because it's not how you want it done, it may not be by the person you want it to come by, and you refuse it, the voice of the Holy Spirit, you can lock up favor and blessings that wanted to rain down on yourself, on your home, on your family.
Amen.
It is important to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, because a lot of us step out of favor, a lot of us step out of our blessings, and the Lord is saying, if you would have listened, if you would have obeyed, you would have been going from glory to glory right now. But you did what you wanted to do. You did what you felt good about. You did what the flesh wanted you to do, and now you want me to bend my will so that it can now shine down favor on you while you're out of my will. I don't think so. It's time to get back in alignment. It's time to repent, and it's time to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit so he can unlock waves of favor and blessing. My mentor says all the time, one day of favor can undo a lifetime of labor.
Amen. Yes.
Do a lifetime of labor. It just takes one connection. It just takes one obedience. You may even have a desire for milk, but God is saying, go to the store and get a gallon of milk. Just go. You're like, Lord, I don't want milk. Just go. all the time while you're trying to get milk and you're looking at what percentage and fat-free, then there goes a divine connection that bumps right into your cart. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Oh, that's okay. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing well. God is good. Oh, wow. I really needed to know that. All of a sudden, the conversation is birthed out. All of a sudden, you realize that this individual that bumped into you in the milk aisle is a divine connection that God was setting up for you, and that would be the solution for the problem that you were going through in that current season. That's just how easy it can be.
Amen.
It's just as easy as getting some gas. The Holy Spirit said, get gas right now. But, Lord, I can make it another day. Then, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm tired. He said, get gas now. When you're standing at the pump, and this is a true story, a man of God got gas, could have waited a few days, but he said, I'm going to go ahead and get gas. When he got gas and he was pumping at the pump, there was a Caucasian older elderly man, walked up to him and said, here you go, son. I just felt led to give this to you. Gave him something, he walked away. When his hands opened up, it was $200 placed in his hand just for getting gas.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know who that was? That was General Andrew. General Andrew got gas just doing his business, pumping gas. Didn't know the man, never seen him again, didn't even want to get his name, number, none of that. He just put it in his hand and kept walking on. Got $200 just for being obedient. Let me tell you something.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit, going back to my first point, he created this earth. There's nowhere on this earth that will be too difficult for him to reach out and find you to bless you. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what city. You might be, Lord, I don't want to miss my divine appointment here. He said, if you don't go where I told you to go, there's nowhere you can go. What did David say in Psalm? He said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. Ha! He said, if I to the heavens, you're there. He said, there's nowhere that I can hide from you. Let me move on.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
Recognizing the voice of the Holy Spirit will always connect you with uncommon people in your life. Some people have even told us, they said, General, I never knew you. I didn't know you. I'm very skeptical of people on social media, but I just felt led to go ahead and accept your friend request. And I'm telling you, I marked that day down because that's a day I'll never forget, because that's the day that my life was changed. That's the day that nothing that I've ever known before was taught to me, because I decided to connect with you. You are uncommon, generals. You are uncommon, and what you teach is something that I needed to learn. I can't tell you how many times from all over the world, from Bermuda, from Trinidad and Tobago, from Canada, from Nigeria, South Africa, from Nairobi, I can't tell you how many times we talk to all of these people, and they say, I don't even know how we connected. I just know I was led by the Lord to click on your post, and then I went and further investigated on your website, and I'm blown away. When you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will be connected to uncommon people in your life. That's a reward. That's a reward. That's a reward. Recognizing his voice brings inner peace. Half of us, when we're sad, depressed, going through the emotions, spazzing out online, on Facebook, on social media, or on our family, on our spouse, taking out anger, is because you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit might be as simple. You don't have to overthink these things. The Holy Spirit might just say, go to bed. Try and go to bed earlier. Go ahead and eat something green for dinner, because this is upsetting you. You need some more fresh vegetables in your diet. That's why you're agitated, because you're living off processed food, or you have just not enough sleep. Your sleep is when you repair yourself. Your sleep is when your body's like putting you in a coma, and sometimes you have to go into an induced coma in the medical sector because your body has to focus all the time on healing, and it can't be focused on trying to help you speak and help you sit up and help you look to the left and the right. So when you're going to sleep, it's kind of like a coma, and your body's like, whew, finally, she shut up. Whew, finally, he sat down. Okay, now we can get to work. All right, liver, do your thing. Kidneys, come on. Intestinal tract, come on, let's do this. Let's get these dead blood cells out. Come on, go to the kidney. Send that to the bladder. Your body becomes under command, and it does what it needs to do more efficiently. If you're not getting your sleep, you are not healed over the night. You're not being restored over the night. You're not being rejuvenated over the night. So you're going to bed getting 1 hour, 2 hours of rest. Sometimes life is not perfect. so it happens. But if you make it a lifestyle, you are literally damaging your body, and you're making your body be up more hours than it needs to be, because it needs at least have 5 to 6 hours to do what it needs to do to get you at least jump-started the next day. But you're starting on half-empty or even empty every day that you wake up. And then you wonder why you're snapping and japping at people. And the Holy Spirit saying, and you're talking about, the devil's on my case. Oh, I'm going through warfare. No, it's because you're an emotional wreck because you're not sleeping. Listen to the Holy Spirit, and it could bring you inner peace. Listen to the Holy Spirit when he tells you to disconnect from certain individuals that mean you harm.
Amen.
From people who are drama-filled, who are not pushing you towards your destiny, but because you love them or because you like them, you want to keep them in your inner circle, and then the main ones is praying against you. They're the main ones that's finding out your plans and your strategies, so they know exactly what to block in the spirit when they want to speak lies and curses against you. It's sometimes the Holy Spirit that can award you the reward of peace.
Yes, you are.
Somebody repeat after me. Recognizing his voice.
Recognizing his voice brings inner peace.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.